Hello and welcome to Cemetery Tales Podcast. I am your host, Gerard Terrell. And today, we're going to talk about how to handle the loss of a loved one. It's a tough topic. You know, for a lot of people, it's holiday season. You know, happy holidays to you all. Merry Christmas. Happy Hanukkah. Happy Kwanzaa to everyone. Yes, this is December 26, 2022. And just want to share a few tips that I feel could be very helpful with going through the process and dealing with the loss of a loved one. You know, losing a loved one can be very devastating and an overwhelming experience. It's also very normal to feel a range of emotions. It could be sadness, it could be grief, it could be frustration, it could be anger. But I just want to give a couple tips on how to cope with the loss of a loved one. You know, back in 2001, I lost my grandfather, and it was tough. I just seen him bounce back plenty of times. You know, he dealt with seizures, had a stroke, you know, and when he was in the hospital back in 2001, before, you know, he expired, you know, it's like, oh, he always bounced back. You know, so I had to go through the process. As we know, grief is a process that, you know, there's no time limit. You know, everybody grieves a little differently. And for myself, it took a while going through the process. I didn't cry, I don't think, until maybe 6 months after this funeral service. You know, so it's a long time. It's interesting how, you know, at that time, and you guys probably been following me on this journey, you know, that I couldn't be the pallbearer at the service just because it was a lot for me at the time. And it just, you know, interesting when you start looking at life and life situations where I was a pallbearer for, you know, hundreds, almost thousands of people in my career working in cemeteries. It's interesting how things, you know, change. You know, but give you a couple of tips. You guys let me know what you think. The tips I'm going to share with you with coping with the loss of a loved one. You know, one, you want to allow yourself to feel the emotions. It's important to allow yourself to feel and express those emotions as you're going through them, rather than trying to bottle them up or rather to suppress them. It's okay to feel sad, angry. It's even okay to feel numb. To not feel anything, to just coast. There's nothing wrong with that. You know, two, you want to make sure that you take care of yourself. It's imperative. It's very important to prioritize self-care during difficult times, especially in the loss of a loved one. You know, you make sure you get enough rest and you eat well, you know, the best you can. Exercise regularly, if you can. It can be very helpful to engage in activities that brings you happiness, brings you joy, and also relaxation. I mean, it's a lot of things you can do. You can read. Some people like to garden when they're going through grieving situations. For myself, you know, I played acoustic guitar, helping with the process. It's something that I did as a little kid when I was like 5, and you know, picked it up. I can't say that I'm good today. You know, I'm not terrible. It's been a long time since I played. Or, you know, you can spend time with your friends and your family. You know, one of the biggest things is always about seeking support. You know, it can be helpful to talk to someone about your feelings, talk about your experiences. Again, don't bottle those, don't suppress them. It's not a good idea. You know, now seeking support, you can talk to a family member, of course, a friend. You can always go to a support group or see a therapist. You know, there's nothing wrong with seeing a therapist. Sometimes we feel like, you know, we can handle it ourselves, but like, they're paid professionals. There's nothing wrong with seeing a therapist or going to a support group. You know, sharing your thoughts and feelings with others can help you feel less alone, because you're not by yourself. It's people that assist you, that be there for you to help you and give you a sense of perspective. You know, you want to find ways to honor and remember that loved one. as you're going through the process. There are many ways you can honor and remember your loved one. You can create a memorial, you can plant a tree, plant some flowers, you can participate in a service or a ritual. You know, I lost, supposed to have twins, and we lost my daughter Journey's twin, and we planted a garden, some flowers, and it was really difficult to cope. You know, I'll tell you a quick story. So, you know, after the loss, you know, we end up going to see A Quiet Place. It's a great movie. And in the scene, you know, they had the baby in the movie, the first one. And she was in the bathtub and was crying. And, you know, I got to keep a straight face. You know, internally, I'm destroyed because, you know, just lost a twin, lost a child. So it was difficult, you know, in the process with everything. So that's one thing that I did, you know. But finding ways to remember and honor your loved one can help you feel connected to them and bring a sense of closure. It helps. Makes you feel a little better. You know, and as always, take things day by day, one day at a time. It's important to be kind to yourself and to take things, again, one day at a time. It's okay. It's okay. It's no rush. Some days you have some really good days, and some days you have some really bad days, but it's okay. It's important to give yourself some time and some space that you need in order to heal. And of course, you can always seek professional help in the process with coping with the loss of a loved one, struggling. It may be helpful to seek the support of a therapist or a counselor. As I previously mentioned, there's nothing wrong with seeing a counselor or therapist. Believe me, it's not. It's something that they're a resource to assist you. Take advantage of the resource if you need it. You know, a professional can provide you with additional tools and strategies that you may not know. You may not know how to do it yourself. And they can help cope with grief and can be, again, a valuable source of support that a lot of times you need during difficult times. So this podcast episode will be very fairly and very short. But I guess it's around about the same as the previous episodes. I know the last one was a little longer than the other ones, but it's very important I put this one out there. This is holiday season. In this industry, you see a lot of people pass away between November and January. A lot of people give up. And when they give up, it makes it hard for other people to cope with the loss of that loved one that they cared about and trying to figure out, like, what happened. So hopefully these tips were helpful to help you navigate the loss of a loved one. And as always, remember to take care of yourself and to seek support from others when you need it. Special episode today. So thank you for listening. This is the Cemetery Tales Podcast. I am your host, Gerard Terrell, and I will catch you on the next one. Thank you.